What's happening? Welcome to the Hopitarian Show. I am Shane
at and I'm Nico,
the Hopitarian, and this is at Petite Nikoko. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe to our BitChute and follow our Odyssey channel because that's just what you do. And
it's
please
better than
us,
YouTube.
It is better than YouTube, but YouTube's the main platform as much as people, I'm sure, are out there like, YouTube's too.
Aren't we on Spotify now too, though?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have
video on Spotify.
We're cool. We're the cool people now. We're
Joe Rogan now.
Yeah, we're part of the awesome, rich Joe Rogan crew. Anyway, and please give us a 5-star rating over on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you listen to this podcast. And if you're able to leave a review or comment, please tell us how much you love the Hoppa Ethno State. That helps us out a lot and help with the algorithm to help our show go far and wide into the unknown.
That's not good for me because we're going to end up on Who Are These Podcasts.
Yeah, I know. One of these days they're going to be like, oh my God, why are you doing this? You're embarrassing yourselves.
Yeah, but they're going to be like, what does Hoppitarian mean?
Yeah, I will say half the show is them like, what is Hoppa? I don't even know.
And then they'll them trying to pronounce it.
Yeah,
Hoppa. Them looking it up.
Right.
Hey, we can't get as bad as the people they make fun of, though. So.
Oh gosh. I always, whenever I listen to some of the podcasts are well produced, and the audio sounds great, but just I don't know. It's usually like people just talking about whatever. I mean. There was one that they were doing just recently. They were doing like the worst of the year edition. And one of the guys, I think, almost always brings in Two Bears, One Cave, which is Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura, which, I mean, I don't really have an opinion on. They're kind of whatever.
I've heard those names, but I don't know who they are.
Yeah. And anytime they play that podcast and they're just talking, it's like, they're just talking about nonsense. I don't.
Oh, so it's like us.
Yeah. Yeah. But you would think that these guys are like millionaires or whatever, super famous people.
Nah, they're just normal people.
That's true. That's one of those podcasts where they go, no, we're not celebrities. We're just like you guys. We're normal everyday people.
We're boring everyday people.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Anyway, so you know what's not boring?
What's that?
These news stories that we're talking about.
Oh, good one. Good.
So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Happy Hanukkah, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about some weird news, but holiday related mostly.
Yeah, most of them are, yeah.
So, yeah, because, I mean, who wants to talk about actual news on Christmas, right?
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of news out there, and, you know, they're very important. And, you know, there's a lot going on out there. Anyway, on to the weird news stories. So, the first one is one of yours, I believe, where
I wrote the article.
Yeah, you wrote it. Yeah, so this
just
is from,
kidding, I didn't actually write that.
This is from the Daily Mail, and the headline goes, American grandfather, brave and master. Words Stanford University includes in its index of harmful language because they are ableist, sexist, or racist.
So okay, I'm guessing the first couple words are words that are considered harmful.
Yeah.
So grandfather is harmful?
I guess.
So what do you want to call them then?
So Stanford University has published an index of harmful language that it wants to eliminate because the terms are ableist, ageist, or racist, including the word American, as it calls for U.S. citizen to be used instead, as opposed to like Chinese citizen, French citizen. Like, okay, so if you say French, that's okay. If you say Mexican, that's okay too. But American is, I can't go with that. That's too bad.
Well, I mean, the weird thing is, you said Mexican, right? But Mexico's in North America.
Right.
So wouldn't that technically also be American too? So do they have to be called Mexican citizen now?
Okay, so instead of American, would you be called like what, United Statesian or something? Like,
no, United States citizen.
Oh, okay. But I'm saying as opposed to American.
No, that's, you have to say U.S. citizen, apparently. Mm. All right. So these are their the phrases that they want to change.
Okay.
All right, so you can't. What the heck is a walk-in?
What?
Oh, like, you know, like a walk-in appointment, a drop-in. Because, you know, if people can't walk, then you're just being ableist against people who can't walk. Because you can't say to a handicapped person, you can just walk in, right? Mm-hmm. You have to say drop-in. Because they can drop to the floor because they can't walk. Okay, never mind. All right, so then, wow, grandfather, they want to replace it with legacy?
Well, oh, I guess
the reason is because grandfather clause, the phrase grandfather clause denied black people the vote.
Oh, black people, okay.
Oh, they mean grandfather like as a verb?
I guess.
I'm confused. All right.
No, so, wait, hold on. Kill two birds with one stone. That's out. To do two things at once, because why? It promotes animal cruelty. Yeah, because I can kill two birds with one stone. That's totally possible. Yeah, because
people normally do that.
Right.
Oh, man hours? You can't say man hours. It's person hours because it's male-dominated language.
And, of course, white paper.
Oh, look. It says brave, none.
Don't replace it with anything. Oh, like, oh, when he killed the Indians or the Native Americans, we just replaced them with nobody.
Well, look, it says the reason is because it promotes a savage stereotype. I don't even get it. So you can't be brave? They're just going to get rid of the whole
world? No, it's because it's promoting the, like, making fun of Native Americans. Which doesn't make any sense, because brave, wouldn't that be considered a good thing? Being brave, if they're saying that as a...
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't understand. And there's a baseball team, the Atlanta Braves. I don't see anyone freaking out trying to change that name.
Oh my gosh, this one is so dumb. You can't say white papers anymore. You have to say position papers. Because the word white is racist.
Right, yeah, that makes... Yeah. Oh, I guess I thought there was going to be more, but it was just a guy. Oh,
there's another one. Building. It says master. Can't say the word master. Because it is related to slavery. You have to say primary or main.
Okay.
Like, no master bedroom. Yeah. Main bedroom.
Yeah, the main bedroom. The primary bedroom.
I don't know. Wouldn't that promote, like, some type of hierarchy, though? Isn't that also bad?
I guess. Elsewhere, it also asks for the term abort to be changed to end or cancel instead of linking it to abortion.
Why? Can you imagine? I gotta go cancel my pregnancy.
Yeah, because what? Changing it from abortion to cancel or end is totally better.
It's the same thing.
The site also suggests replacing Karen with demanding or entitled white woman, while a child prostitute could be changed to a child who has been trafficked. What's the difference?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, child who's been trafficked, child prostitute. It's all like bad. What?
It says the institution says it will. Wait. In the ableist language, the institution says it will addict for a person with substance abuse disorder, and committed suicide will be died by suicide. That's the same thing.
Do you know what suicide means? That means you killed yourself. That's what that means.
Now we're going to get banned off of YouTube because we said the word suicide.
Yeah, but that's what we're quoting what the freaking article says.
Oh, they don't care. Yeah, well, I mean.
Wait, hold on a second. White space. Change it to empty space.
Assigns values based on color. White equals good.
Prostitute. Swap it to person who engages in sex. That's way too long. That's way too long. Yeah, I'm going to pay for this person who engages in sex work. That's way too... Just say prostitute. We know what the fuck you're saying. We know what you're talking about.
Okay, this one's kind of weird because, like, a lot of people use this word in any type of politics. They use this word trigger warning.
Yeah.
They want it to say content note instead. Because the phrase can cause stress about what's to follow. That's the point. Yeah. If you say trigger warning, then it's like, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't read this. I don't know.
I don't get it.
Good luck, Stanford.
I don't really understand what was the point of that. Like, there's, it's just more, I think it's just like a freaking, they're just grandstanding. They're just like, yeah, so you should replace with, who's going to follow that? I guess people who are like really into that whole thing, like, yeah, okay, I won't use Brave. I'll replace with nothing. Like, hey, that guy over there is nothing. He's nothing over there. You know those firefighters? Nothing. They're nothing. Oh, okay, I guess you're making fun of these firefighters. No, I mean, they're, you know, when they go in the burning buildings, they're, and they really save people, they're just, they're nothing.
No, you can't even say the word. You just be, they're really, yeah.
They're really, you know, the thing. You know what I'm trying to say, that word. Okay. So this next one.
Speaking of nothing.
That's a good segue too. How many good segues can we make in one episode? Let's find out. So this next one is, yeah, this is the one that's gonna make me laugh every time. Man orders nothing burger from McDonald's and is left in stitches when it arrives.
Yeah, this is on Twitter actually. They posted an update for each thing that they did. So okay. I think it was it on Uber Eats? I don't know if it says. Well, anyway. Here, I need to know if it's Uber Eats or not. Doesn't say. Okay. Well, anyway, so he ordered from either like Uber Eats or DoorDash or something. And he was trying to order a literal nothing burger. Mm-hmm. So he ordered a burger, but with no bun, no meat, no cheese, no onions, nothing, no condiments. And then he got a message saying, like, back from the delivery app saying, like, the restaurant is confused by your order, and he didn't respond. So then they send the order, okay? And he opens the bag, and it's just the wrapper. And he paid $9
like,
for that.
What was it, a crumpled up wrapper? You know, just threw it in there.
No, so they said it was folded.
A burger would have been in here, but we just folded it up to as we would have if the burger was inside.
And he paid $9 for that. For nothing. Wow. Literally nothing. Oh, there's the picture right there. See? Just a folded up wrapper.
Wow.
Wow. I literally just saved a cow's life by ordering a McNothing.
Rob later clarified he tipped his DoorDash. So it was DoorDash. Tipped his DoorDash driver $6 for the trouble of dealing with his bizarre requests. So with the delivery fees included, he had paid a total of $15 for his empty McDonald's wrapper.
Wow, that's terrible.
He also joked, I also literally saved the cow's life by ordering a McNothing instead of a burger. Can you imagine? Oh, McNothing? We'll make that an item on the menu. That's a secret menu. I'll order a McNothing.
It's for people who are on a diet.
Yeah.
You know, a fasting diet.
Like, yeah, can I have a McNothing? And then they give you the wrapper and then I guess.
You just pretend to eat. Hmm. The empty wrapper.
This would have been good if it was an actual burger.
You know what that
reminds
me of?
What?
So a lot of the time me and Shane order water with no ice, right? Because
oh yeah.
Because it's better for your digestion to drink room temperature water. So I guess we got so used to ordering it that one time we were at a cafe and then Shane's like, can I have some water with no water? And the waitress is like, do you want just the empty glass? Or?
Yeah.
And then you were like, wait, what? But she brought us some water. So.
That would have been funny. It was like, yeah, I want an empty glass. Just give me the empty glass, please. Like, okay, I guess. Here's empty. What are you going to do with it? I'm going to eat it. That's what I'm going to do with it.
Eat it.
Yeah.
Just.
Yep, just eat it. Yeah. All right. So here's one that you haven't seen.
The people on there haven't seen any.
Well, that's true. But I mean, you specifically haven't seen it. And you also, who's watching, haven't seen it as well. Maybe you have. I don't know. But anyway, so this is when we're going to get into the more Christmas or like the winter theme of these weird news. But this next
look
one.
At the titles that don't make any sense.
So this one is dad obsessed with body modification puts candy canes through nose for Christmas.
Okay.
So a Canadian dad, Remy, is desperate to know if he holds a world record for the most candy canes in someone's piercing and says it's the best way he knows to celebrate Christmas.
That's the best way he knows?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. I get it. Best way he knows.
Good one. So there's the picture for those who are watching.
That looks terrible. That looks super terrible.
He can be the ornament.
I'm sorry, but his nose has to be huge in order to do that.
That's the Christmas. That's the Christmas tree. They can just hang their ornaments inside of it. Just put like a little string in his nose and put some ornaments down, and there you go, just dangling it from his body.
I'm just wondering how he gets a job like that. Like, okay, I'm not against tattoos or anything, but tattoos on the face, I don't know.
So the tattoo loving dad dedicates a lot of his time to obsession as he spent over 1,300 hours getting inked. He told the Daily Star that he had to celebrate Christmas in style, and having the treats attached to his face is the best way he can think of. The husband also has a love for piercings, after previously revealing his intimate stud hurt the most.
Intimate stud? I don't know. That feels like a play on words. Wow, look at that. So he has candy canes through his ears.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That looks like it's through his neck. Yeah, that or his ears are huge.
It's definitely his ears with the.
This guy has got some huge ears and some and a huge nose. I'm sorry, but like, he fit three candy canes through his nose.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
It's like the little, where you have put the little hook. What do they call that? I don't know what it's called because I don't have any piercings.
Yeah.
The hook through your nostrils. He put the candy cane through there.
It's what it's called.
Yeah.
I like in the caption and on the picture on the left where he's wearing like a devil looking sweater or whatever. It says he thinks he holds the title for. It's almost like this. He's a retard. He thinks he holds the record or the title.
But he doesn't know.
But don't tell him. Just let him think he knows. But don't let you. You better not tell him. I think it's kind of funny. They're kind of like making fun of him or something like that in some weird way.
Yeah, this guy's super weird. He has his whole body tattooed, but it's not like a tattoo. It's like he tattooed his body black.
Jeez. Wouldn't this be considered like...
blackface or something?
Yeah, like, why are you trying to change your skin completely?
That can't be healthy. I'm sorry, but there's got to be some like heavy metals in that ink.
Yeah. I mean, we both have tattoos, but...
But they're like
nowhere
small.
Near.
I mean, come on. This tattoo,
yeah.
Compared with that,
yeah, I know it's kind of that's crazy. If the Guinness World Records followed my journey, I'd have anywhere from 5 to 20 separate world records. Remy was speaking after previously revealing he submitted an application for a world record in tattoos. He claimed he's still awaiting a response, but he's confident of winning a title. The tattoo fan added. The application has been ongoing. No word back since summer. I'm pretty sure I have multiple world records.
Okay, this just sounds sad. It makes him sound like he's delusional or something.
No, I'm pretty sure I have some world records. I'm just waiting for them to make it official. How do you know there's other people out there who don't have way more tattoos than you? Did you go find every single person with a tattoo and go, yeah, I'm going to count how many freaking tattoos you have in your body?
How do you even count the tattoo he has, though? It's covering his entire body. And it's not
wrist.
He just tattooed his whole skin black.
That's one tattoo. He just tattooed his whole body is a tattoo. His whole body is just black ink. Just put it all over me.
Except for
including my penis.
How do you know?
I don't know. It said, well, I guess in the piercing, it said his. I don't know
what he pierces.
What is it called? There's a term for it, but I can't remember what it's called.
All right. Just close it. I can't do this anymore.
All right. So the past couple of days. What?
Did you hear that transition?
No.
You're like, the past couple of days.
Anyway.
You're going to cut that out?
So, no, I'm going to leave that in. So a completely off the topic of what we were talking about, the guy being off the wall. I don't know.
Am I making you nervous now?
A little bit. No, I can't even. No, I don't even say, I don't even know what to say. Thanks a lot.
Oh, that's so cute. You're all flustered.
Yeah, thanks. No, what I was trying to say is that these past few days, like almost the entire United States has been like has been going through this complete like freezing temperatures and below freezing temperatures, and even in the negatives, like where we're at, negatives. Like we've been in the negative. It's been crazy.
It's been very negative.
Yeah, it's not good. It's very bad. And so this next story relates to that. That now I finally know what I'm going to be talking about. I'm trying to get to it.
Oh yeah, you're trying to get to it.
Yeah. So frozen iguanas falling from trees becoming Florida's Christmas tradition.
What?
So during this week's Arctic blast, the forecast for Florida is cold with a chance of falling iguanas. But fear not, the scaly skydivers are not dead. They are just cold.
Well, that's kind of make me sad.
Iguanas are cold-blooded, and at night with no sun to provide solar warmth, they become torpid, unable to move. As a result, the iguanas lose their grip and fall out of the trees, which they call home.
You know, okay, I don't get it, though, because I thought, like, Florida was in the 70s.
I guess it just depends maybe where exactly it is. During the cold, so I guess during, this is like in January, it's kind of like an all-year-round thing. But I guess it's even happening now. But, yeah, so they kind of,
it makes me kind of sad.
They look dead. They're like sitting there.
Do you remember, okay, so we went to Florida back in May 2021.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Or April. And there's just iguanas, like, walking around
everywhere. Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
And some of them are huge. Cool.
Yeah. Like, you just be walking on the sidewalk and you just be seeing.
They're like the size of a dog.
Yeah. And there's a couple of them just sitting there on top of a little two-story building. Just sitting there, like, or even on the ground sometimes, walking around. They're like, yeah.
Just walking around the street.
Yeah. They're just like citizens of Florida's walk around. Hey, across the street. Hey, I'm an iguana. Let me kind of get my way.
I didn't get to pet one, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll probably kill me if I tried to pet it.
So, if you find a frozen iguana, it's best to avoid moving it with the bare hands. If you don't plan to euthanize them as part of an invasive species removal program, just move them to a sunny spot and they'll recover. This can be hazardous, as even a very slow iguana can scratch severely unprotected hands and arms. I use heavily gauntleted welder's gloves or leather work gloves. A shovel may also be used. A shovel over me, like there's snow.
Just shoveling iguanas? I mean, that sounds pretty Floridian, doesn't it?
Yeah. Florida man shovels frozen iguanas off their sidewalk.
But that could be a title. You should write an article.
What, it's a random article?
Yeah, about frozen iguanas and Florida man.
Maybe.
I used to do a lot of tweets about Florida man.
Yeah.
I've really been slacking.
Oh, been what, year?
2 years. Yeah, my last Florida man thread was in 2019, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's time to start that up again.
Maybe. Just depends on... Well, see, the problem was after the pandemic, everything related to Florida Man was just Florida Man COVID something, something, something.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, this is getting boring.
Everything has become COVID.
Yep.
All right. So the last one that we have, I mean, I don't even really know how to describe it, I guess.
It's just like a public service announcement.
Yeah. There's a lot of dumb people out there. And
hopefully you're not one of them.
So this next one is titled Doctor Warns Against a Surprisingly Stupid Triple Xmas Trend. Don't masturbate with ornaments. Do you hear that, people? Don't stick that candy cane up your asshole, or stick that
bulb.
Yeah, the glass bulb, or those, you know, the ornaments, the little balls. Don't stick them up your vagina, or maybe even your penis hole. I don't know what you're trying to do. You know, whatever floats your boat.
They're for the tree, and that's it.
Yeah. Anyway, so here's one way to ensure you have a happy and healthy triple Xmas. Then that you can always depend on the New York Post have some witty opening sentence. A United Kingdom doctor is raising eyebrows across social media by warning people of the dangers of masturbating with ornaments come Christmas time, which is good apparently one. An actual trend. It is not advisable to masturbate with Christmas ornaments.
You know what? Okay. I feel like this is probably only a trend on OnlyFans for like Christmas theme or something like that. Mm. Because who the hell would be doing this normally?
I don't know, but Dr. Sarah Walsh, a gynecologist, told NeedToKnow.online she was listing the dill do's and don'ts. The dill do's and don'ts of the scandalous Yuletide tradition, which sees people hospitalized after getting frisky with everything from glass baubles to candy canes.
You know, I posted this on Twitter, and there were some people saying they work in an ER, and they've seen a lot of people with light bulbs and stuff stuck up their butt. Jeez. I don't know what's wrong with people.
Indeed, trying to make Christmas come early with ornaments is apparently hazardous. Did you know that?
Well, I'm not stupid, so. Oh, yeah. I never looked at a Christmas tree and got horny.
Christmas ornaments can have sharp aspects or pieces that can break during masturbation, which can cause soreness. What? You're crazy. Really?
You mean glass can hurt?
I know. Is that the one video where that guy sticks that glass jar up his...
Okay, please.
Anyway, the risk of trauma and are just generally unsuitable for your vagina, warned Welsh, who co-founded the condom brand Hanks. In other words, leave your elf on the shelf come Christmas time. Man, how many puns are we going to do on this freaking...
I feel like to be... in order to.
Oh my gosh, look at this. How big is that freaking candy cane?
Okay, but how did you get the candy cane in there without breaking it?
I don't know. Very slowly, I guess.
I don't know if I want to see this other one. Is that a Christmas bulb?
Yeah, it's a glass one too. That means...
How are these people getting it in?
I don't know.
That's the doctor, by the way. I just think it's funny.
Yeah, like you're thinking, like, wait, is this one of the lazy? No, that's just the doctor that was warning. Okay. You're like, okay.
She must be like, who put my face in this article?
It's like, yeah, I didn't agree to this.
Oh my gosh.
What?
It says it's not just Yuletide baubles that have been found in particular orifices. Last fall, a Randy Michigander. Got 6 kidney beads lodged in his urethra.
Jeez.
You know what that reminds me of? There was another article a couple weeks ago that said a Japanese man, 72 years old, stuffed a whole jump rope up his urethra. Oh,
yeah.
That sounds impossible.
How the fuck did you even... when you put it in there, how do you get it in there?
Also, wouldn't that hurt super bad? And you probably have to cut it open.
The weird thing is that there's people out there who the kind of pain that you get from doing that, somehow, some way, they get off. I don't know. There's some weird ass fucking people out there. But like, how the fuck do you keep it going? Because if you put it in, if you like,
this try is getting too technical.
No, if you like, try to put something in there, like, how do you even? You can't like grab it on the other side and be like, yeah, but you can't put your hand down there. Or, you know what I mean? They can't go. Like how do you do that? Apparently,
you know what this also reminds me of? This is going to be really, really cursed.
There's a term for that. It says 6 kidney beans lodged in his urethra during a bizarre attempt at sexual gratification known in the medical community as sounding.
Sounding?
There's a term for this. Because they've seen it so many freaking times. They go, yeah, 6 kidney beans. Okay, sounding. That's what that is.
There's another sentence. It says, in September, a 27-year-old man in India had to be hospitalized after he allegedly shoved a deodorant canister up his butt, where it remained for 3 weeks before doctors
had to remove it. Oh my God. How the hell do you sleep at night knowing there's a freaking deodorant canister up your ass? How do you sleep at night knowing that is happening? There's a lady with, now she has the word sex on her t-shirt. See, why do they have this woman plastered all over this article making it think like, is she the one that's sticking this? Welsh sums up her thoughts on the practice like this. There are many suitable and certified sex toys on the market available that would do a much better job. Oh, well, I'm glad you cleared that up. I'm glad that we can be like, you know what? I always wanted to put a candy cane up my urethra, but since you said that's not a suitable way, I guess I won't do it anymore.
Yeah. I feel like if you're already considering that, you're already too far gone. Yeah.
With that star up on that Christmas tree. I'll try sitting on it. See what that feels like.
That's a bad way to end, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not a happy ending. Anyway, Merry Christmas. Have a happy holiday.
And don't put your Christmas tree anywhere it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Or any of the ornaments.
Yep. And so the next time that we see you, we will be in the new year. It'll be, 2023? It's crazy. I feel like this whole year just went by, like, just flew by. And so, you know, it's another year towards death. So,
okay, yeah. Stop it.
All right. Merry Christmas.